Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, October 18th. Happy Saturday! I hope that today is a day of rest for you and a day of peace where you can enjoy the Lord's goodness. I am serving at Faith Church Leaf Food Pantry this morning and look forward to seeing some of you there. If you have not been a part of the Leaf Food Pantry at Faith Church in Midfield, I highly encourage you to seek out this partnership. Our congregation goes once a month to prepare the pantry. Some of our active Christian living participants do that. And then we also serve one Saturday a month, the community that comes to get some assistance on their food. And so pray for Faith Church today and this ministry when you think of it. Our passage from Isaiah is Isaiah 41, verses 8 through 16. And here God is reminding Israel who He is for them. The things that stuck out to me is that God says, I haven't forgotten you, and that is a promise to us as well. He says, I will make you strong, another promise that is ratified in the New Testament that the Lord is our strength, and all throughout the Psalms. And then in verse 13, I notice this image of the Lord holding our hand so we do not have to be afraid. Israel, you are my servant. I chose you, the family of my friend Abraham. From far across the earth, I brought you here and said, you are my chosen servant. I haven't forgotten you. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't tremble with fear. I am your God. I will make you strong as I protect you with my arm and give you victories. Everyone who hates you will be terribly disgraced. Those who attack will vanish into thin air. You will look around for those brutal enemies, but you won't find them. They will be gone. I am the Lord your God. I am holding your hand. So don't be afraid. I am here to help you. People of Israel, don't worry, though others may say, Israel is only a worm. I am the holy God of Israel who saves and protects you. I will let you be like a log covered with sharp spikes. You will grind and crush every mountain and hill until they turn to dust. A strong wind will scatter them in all directions. Then you will celebrate and praise me, your Lord, the Holy God of Israel. Our second passage is Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Here we see Paul and Silas going on to Thessalonica, and they end up in the synagogue in that city. And it's very clear here that they show them in the prophecies, probably Isaiah, that the Messiah had to suffer and then he would rise from death. They clarified also that Jesus is the Messiah that they are preaching about. Ultimately, this passage reminds us that Jesus is king. He's not an earthly king, but he is the king who should be on the throne of our hearts. After Paul and his friends had traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they went on to Thessalonica. A synagogue was in that city. So, as usual, Paul went there to worship, and on three Sabbaths he spoke to the people. He used the scriptures to show them that the Messiah had to suffer, but that he would rise from death. Paul also told them that Jesus is the Messiah he was preaching about. Some of them believed what Paul had said, and they became followers with Paul and Silas. Some Gentiles and many important women also believed the message. The Jewish leaders were jealous and got some troublemakers who hung around the marketplace to start a riot in the city. They wanted to drag Paul and Silas out to the mob, and so they went straight to Jason's home. But when they did not find them there, they dragged out Jason and some of the Lord's followers. they took them to the city authorities and shouted, "Paul and Silas have been upsetting things everywhere. Now they have come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his home. All of them break the laws of the Roman emperor by claiming that someone named Jesus is king." The officials and the people were upset when they heard this, so they made Jason and the other followers pay bail before letting them go. Our final passage today is Psalm 97, verses 10 through 12. Love the Lord and hate evil. God protects His loyal people and rescues them from violence. If you obey and do right, a light will show you the way and fill you with happiness. You are the Lord's people, so celebrate and praise the only God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What a hopeful psalm. You are the Lord's people. We are His. Verse 11 sounds much like it could be in Proverbs. If you obey, if you do what is right, a light will show you the way and fill you with happiness. Let us turn that into a prayer today. Lord, help me to obey, and may your light show me the way. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded in it that you are strong and you lend your strength to us. You have not abandoned us, as the Israelites believed. Rather, you are working intimately in every aspect of our lives. Help us to see and to experience your light today. May you show us the way. May your good spirit lead us on level paths. Would you teach us to do your will? For you are our God. And would you rescue us from our enemies as we hide ourselves in you, the one who protects his loyal people and rescues them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.